Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to our prayer service for Wednesday, August 10th, 2022. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight. And the first thing I want to do is give praise to God. He is so good. And he's blessed all of us in some form or fashion in a mighty way. Just a few minutes ago, I received a phone call from my first cousin informing me that her daughter, my cousin Melissa, who has been suffering with cancer for the past 16 years, is now currently in the hospital. Her cancer has been upgraded from stage 4 to terminal, and a decision needs to be made on whether to place her into hospice care or palliative care. And no matter how I try to comfort my cousin, of course, there's nothing that I can say that will relieve her pain, her suffering, her stress. She's completely overwhelmed. They just sold their house and they're in the process of moving. And the only thing I could tell her that is that God is in control and that everything will be all right. No matter what God places in our lives, he does it for a reason. We might not know, but he does it for a reason. And I had to remind her that she's had 16 years to work through this process, even though it's painful. No one lives forever. So we have to cherish the moments that we have with our family and our friends. So I'm asking you to pray for me and my family as I work through our prayer service tonight. And I need to always keep in mind, again, that God is in control. Not me, not you, but God. And it is his will that must be done. Thank you for allowing me to express myself tonight. I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, please quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Lamar Pearson.
God, we praise you tonight. We magnify your name, Lord God. You're so good. You're so kind. You're so merciful, O Heavenly Father. And then, Lord God, we confess our sin, knowing that you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. For the things you told us to do that we have not done, things you told us not to do, we did anyway. But Lord God, you woke us up this morning and allowed us to see a brand new day. And we're so grateful. Now, Lord God, I didn't intend to say this, but I want to let you know that I am so thankful because 31 years ago I came down with lupus. And my nephrologist told me before she retired that she got closer to God when she saw how he healed me. And Lord God, you took me through those 3 years of chemotherapy. And Lord God, you took me through those years of prednisone. Lord God, you are so faithful to your people. You said if we call on you, you will answer. Lord God, you said that he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of his peace was upon us. By his stripes we are healed. And so, Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for how you continue to bless your people, Lord God, for how you continue to give us a testimony, Lord God. Oh, Heavenly Father, David said, I would have fainted had I not lived to believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Now, Heavenly Father, as you continue to watch over our leaders, Lord God, God, we thank you for wisdom that you give your people, oh, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we thank you for how you take care of our seniors, oh, Heavenly Father. Lord God, you know that you said that you inhabit the praises of your people. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you that tonight we can look forward to coming and praying together and hearing your word one more time. Now, Lord God, I ask you to watch over Cynthia's family, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, I ask you to continue to be with her cousin. Lord God, I pray that she's had an opportunity to come to know you as her personal Savior. Because, Lord God, we have a God that tells us, Lord God, that Jesus came that we may have, he died, that we may have eternal life. Oh, Heavenly Father, we have a soon coming King. And, oh, Heavenly Father, may we continue to do that which you called us to do, Lord God, to share with one another your love, your mercy, your goodness. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Deaconess Pearson, for that wonderful prayer. We will now have a scripture reading by Sister Barbara Evans.
Good evening, everyone. I will be reading from Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word.
We will now have a prayer by Deacon Daryl Harris.
Good afternoon, my First Baptist family, friends, and members. I just want to first of all say a prayer for Sister Cynthia and her family. And Sister Cynthia, we have to accept what God does. What God does is right. We might not thought it was right because it happened to somebody that we know or somebody that we love or somebody we care for that he made a mistake or it wasn't shouldn't have happened in this way. But we have to accept what he does, because what he's doing is going to be right. We know where we made a mistake at is not understanding God's plan, understanding God's purpose for everybody's life. So I want to speak to the Father. Father God, I just want to thank you, first of all, for this morning waking up and seeing this day that I never saw before, a day that I never see again, Father. I just thank you for my First Baptist family, friends, the deacons, deaconess, ushers, everybody, all members of the church, Lord. Even our pastor, Lord. I love, you know. And, you know, just thank you for him, Lord. Lord, I just want to thank you for being who you are, because you are who you say you are. But I never hear you say who you are. You never hear you bragging and boasting about who you are. You just show us every day who you are by waking us up and letting us see a new day that we'll never see again. Because if we had a new day a long time ago, we would want that day back. But we'll never see that good day that we had back. Every day got to be a good day, because every day that you made is good. Everything that you've done was good, Father. Father God, please pray for this world, Lord. We are not living in this world with love. Everybody is, not everybody, but most people are just angry, mad, frustrated. I understand the things that's going on, but we got to live in this world as love, because hey, you created this world with the mind of love of your Son. You know, so God, please let us love each other like you said we should. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord. We're going to take a little extra time on this closed mic prayer.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh Master. Rejoice, take joy, my life, in what you let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I
we will now have a prayer by Deacon Christopher Bazemore.
Good evening, church. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Father God, Lord God, for allowing us to be here on this Wednesday night prayer meeting, oh Father. Thank you, Lord God, for all you're doing in our life, allowing us to have a chance to worship and praise your holy and divine name. Thank you for the visitors who maybe not Robbie, but wanted to be a part of this worship service. I pray, Father God, you will touch their hearts in a mighty way so they would know and feel the Spirit of the Lord is working. And I pray, Father God, that you will just allow your Spirit and your power just to rain down on us, because you know that they are, that life is full of challenges, conflict, and stress situation, oh Lord. But you said in the word that life is too good to allow trouble and anxiety to steal the joy of us living a peaceful, productive, and spirit-filled life. You said we just call unto you, oh Father God, that you will answer our prayers. And so we call on you right now, Father God, to just allow us to be better servants, to serve you more, to love you more, to be more like you, oh Father. And that's what we want to do. And I pray, Lord God, that you will watch over my family, my wife, and my children, oh Lord. I'd like to make a special prayer for my son, oh Lord God. I pray, Father God, you would just be with him and Kiara Martin and the friends. They are on the cruise right now, Father. I pray, Father God, you will keep them safe and help them to come back safe with no hurt, harm, and danger will come to them, oh Father God. I pray, Father God, you would just wrap them up and let them feel your loving presence, oh Lord. And please, please, please give my church family members all what they stand in need of, Father. The ones that haven't decided to not call in, I pray, Lord God, you would just touch them where they are, oh Lord, and help them to feel your presence and your joy, because we need you right now. And I pray that you will you please make us, Lord, be just like the song said, just like a tree beside still water stream, planted deep down, rooted in your word, so it can transform into our hearts, oh Father God. I pray that you allow us just to be obedient and to humble ourselves in a way to love one another as you had loved us. And I pray that you will lift up Melissa and the Tinsley family right now. I pray, Lord God, that you would just breathe down blessings of strength to the family, oh Lord, because you know all of what they're going through, oh Father. And I just pray that you will just allow us all to have the faith in you that surpass all understandings, oh Lord, and give us opportunity to not be fearful, but trust in you, because through our trusting in you, we won't have faith. I mean, we won't have fear in our hearts, Lord, because what fear can do is we know that fear can steal our joy from us. It can rob us from our peace, oh Father. You know that it can paralyze our faith and it can confuse our minds. So help us, Lord, to not be fearful and stay focused on you and trust you and all that we do. Because we need you right now, Father God, and we want to serve you, praise you, and glorify you each and every day. And thank you, Lord God, for just being who you are, our Father, the one who can save the ones that sick, the one that can comfort the ones who lost loved ones. And we pray, Lord God, that you would just help us to be the people that you choose for us to be, because today is a new day with new mercies we see. No matter how many times we stumble and fall in the past, we can always start afresh and new and you. We recognize no amount of regret can change the past, but we know, Father God, you can redeem us from our mistakes and our failures. And I pray, Father God, you would just forgive us for things that we have done that's so unpleasing to you, O Father God, so we can feel your ever-loving presence. And I pray you will watch over our pastor right now, Father God. Give him and his family all that they stand in need of, O Lord God, because you are a God that we call on, and allow us to receive your word and to follow you and to be a people who when we make mistakes, Father God, that you are a God who can allow us to get things right, O Lord. And thank you so much for loving us even when we were just unloving. Thank you for loving us even when we made so many mistakes. Thank you, Father God, for loving us even when we mess up all the time. And thank you, Father God, for loving us even when we failed you, O Lord. So help us, Lord God, to be more loving as you have loved us, Father. And we want you to know that we love you, we adore you, and we need you, Lord. And I pray that you would just be with the young people around this world, Father God. Help us to set good examples to them, O Lord, because they are watching everything that we do. So help us just to be, like I said earlier, to be obedient in your word and to trust all the things that you have for us to do. And I pray, Father God, that you will keep our feet on a path of righteousness for your name's sake, because you alone are God. You are our fortress in our time of trouble, and you are a shield, Father God, to withstand anything that comes our way. And I pray, Father God, you protect us as only you can do, because you know all what we are going through. So we pray, Father God, that we can be the people that you can be in our lives, where we can be part of you, where you can lead us, guide us, be with us, and even protect us during our time of trouble. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your thoughts and prayers, everyone. We will now have a musical selection, followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Sister Sandra Ulmer, who was a member of the adult Sunday school class number 2.
And how many of you know something happens at the mention of his name? Look at somebody, tell them something happens. Hallelujah. Presence right now. Lord, something's about to happen in this place tonight. about that name, something about that name. I don't care who you are, it'll make you move. It'll make you cry when I call you, when I call you, when I love to call your name, Jesus. Yeah. Thank you for being right there. Something.
Wonderful fellowship. In addition to our Bible study, we share testimonies and inspirational messages. Several weeks ago, I gave the inspirational message, and have been asked to share that message with you tonight. Here it is. Deborah McKeithen called me on Thursday and asked if I would do words of inspiration. I asked when. She said Sunday. I said, Sunday? I said, okay. When I hung up the phone, I thought, my goodness, what can I talk about? I sat quietly and prayed and meditated. I prayed, Jesus, please give me something to say. And immediately it came to me. Jesus, Jesus, it's the sweetest name I know. I remembered when my grandson was about 4 years old and he wanted to learn how to pray a long prayer. I told him, you don't need to pray a long prayer. All you have to do is say Jesus. Just say Jesus, he asked. I said, yes. There is power in the name of Jesus. No matter what you're going through, just say Jesus. Time passed, and he was in high school. He played football. Before he went on the field, he always whispered, Jesus. At the end of football season, the team had a reception for family members. A woman walked up to me and said, aren't you Will's grandmother? She then told me about a game in which her son was about to kick a winning field goal. My grandson was on his knees holding the ball for her son to kick. He looked up at Will and said, I'm nervous. Will looked down at him and said, my grandma told me just to say Jesus. Her son said Jesus and made the winning field goal. As the songwriter says, something happens when you call his name. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Jesus is still my grandson's go-to prayer at age 26. As I reflected, I then started jotting down some of the names Jesus is to us. Here are a few. Jesus, doctor. Jesus, lawyer. Jesus, healer. Jesus, provider. Jesus, waymaker. Jesus, companion. Jesus, burden bearer. Jesus, peacemaker. Jesus, shelter in a storm. Jesus, comforter. Jesus, hope in trying times. Jesus, light in darkness. Jesus, bridge over troubled waters. Jesus, heart regulator. Jesus, promise keeper. Jesus, giver of every perfect gift. Jesus, our all in all. Jesus, miracle worker. Jesus, master. Jesus, deliverer. Jesus, savior. Jesus, giver of everlasting life. I tell you the truth. There is something about the name of Jesus. It's the sweetest name I know. Amen.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. The lines will now be open for 20 seconds so that we can show our appreciation to Sister Sandra and her message. The lines will be open for 20 seconds.
All about Jesus Christ.
Before we move on to our remarks and prayers from Reverend Tucker, the Pulpit Committee wants to remind you that it released a church-wide survey for all members to complete to help better understand the type of pastor the congregation believes is needed. The survey was emailed to members with a valid email address, one file with the church office, or it was sent via U.S. mail to members without an email address. If you did not receive the survey by either method, please contact the Pulpit Committee at FBC Pulpit Committee Survey, that's all one word, FBC Pulpit Committee Survey@gmail.com, or leave a voicemail message with the church office at 202-541-5000. Your input is needed. We will now have remarks and prayers by Reverend Frank D. Tucker.
We certainly thank God this evening for that powerful and meaningful inspirational word given to us by Sister Omo. We certainly thank God for her and for her testimony and for her spirit of love and giving and support. We want to say thank you also to all of those persons who participated in our services tonight, each prayer, the reading of the scriptures, and all that was said and done during this service was so meaningful and powerful. We thank God that He has moved in your spirit and enabled us to be blessed tonight by your participation and sharing. And surely we are grateful for everyone who called in and shared in this service of prayer and inspiration, and shared in this time when we are together to call on the name of the Lord and seek His divine presence and power in our lives. We are grateful to each one of you and encourage you to join us again in our worship experience, in our time of coming together, where we can lift up the name of Lord Savior Jesus Christ. We do have our in-person services on Sundays at 10 a.m. at the same time that we are having our virtual ministries. And wherever we are, whatever platform we are engaged in, if we are in the Lord, if we are seeking His presence, if we are loving God and reaching out to Him, He will indeed be with us. He indeed will bless us. He indeed will inspire us. All we need to do is to be in love with God and embrace Him together as a people of God. And He will inspire and He will empower us to do what he desires us to do. Let us continue to pray also for our sick and shut in. Keep them in your prayers. And in fact, keep all of us in your prayers. Everybody stands in the need of prayer. We invite you and encourage you to keep all of us in prayer. We also encourage you to look out for our young people, bless them, and encourage them along. They're having a rough time as well. They've got to learn new things, new ways, as we also have discovered that we have to have new ways. On next Saturday, the 13th, we will have the Back to School Backpack event, where we'll be giving children going back to school backpacks. Not only that, but we'll have an opportunity to have vaccinations. We are asking adults to bring your children, and both adults and children can get their vaccination at First Baptist Church on the next Saturday. And very soon, in the following week, we hope on August 20th at 11 a.m., we're going to the First Baptist Petworth Community Development Corporation will present to the church family the first graphic rendition of our new senior housing development, and we will be sending out to you a link so you can see it on the Zoom link, and that will be coming to you shortly. The architect will be doing a rendition, a drawing of that will demonstrate the units that will be shared in this senior dwelling. Let us continue to love God and to draw real close to God, because he is indeed a powerful God. We're going to ask you now to give your prayer request. We're going to open up the lines, and that you might give the name of persons or situations that need prayer. There will be 20 seconds for you to give your prayer request. The lines are open. God, our Father, we come just now to lift up the names, the concerns, the interest of your people. Hear their cries, O God. Listen to their plea and answer them, O God, that they may be drawn to success, to fulfillment, to deliverance. O God, we know you are able, and so we come now asking your deliverance. And then, God, we want to say thank you, though. Thank you for another day. Thank you for another chance. Thank you for another opportunity. Thank you for blessing us and enabling us to come through this full day and come together as your people to call on your holy and divine name. Thank you for your keeping grace and mercy. Thank you for life, O God. You have protected us and watched over us. Thank you for your peace, O God. You've enabled us to draw so close to you that we can be delivered from the snares and pitfalls. And, O God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your loving us. Thank you for your watching over us. Thank you, O God, for Jesus. Thank you for the knowledge that we can call his name, and there is a blessing in his name. And, O God, we just ask that thou wouldest enable us to know him and know him for ourselves. We pray for those, O God, who stands in the need of thee, and, O God, those who are outside of the ark of safety. We pray, O God, that you would touch them and help them, and may your spirit move in them, that they would come to know the saving grace and power in the name of Jesus. And now, God, we pray for the sick and the needy, those who are troubled in heart and troubled in mind and troubled in spirit. Have mercy on them, O God. We pray, O God, special blessings for Cynthia, O God. We pray your keeping grace in her family, O God. We pray that you would assure them that they are not alone, but you are with them every step of the way. We pray, O God, for family and friends. We pray, O God, for those who are concerned about us and those who are praying for us and those who are loving us and those who are supporting us. We pray, O God, for this church family. You have been with us, O God, lo, these 150-some-odd years, O God. And you have brought us through seen and unseen dangers. And we know, O God, that you are still keeping us and still blessing us. And we pray, O God, that you would help us to walk yet still in your light, in your way, that we might be able to shine brightly in this dark and dreary world, O God. Be with us, O God, and be with your people. And all those who are in pain and suffering, O God, help them to know, O God, that you are near, and help them, O God, to be strengthened in your spirit. Help us to be strong in your name. Help us to know that Jesus loves us, and we can just call on his name. Thank you, God. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for your blessed grace and mercy. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you, God, for being who you are. And now, God, we know that sometimes we are struggling in this way. Those who are struggling tonight, O God, release them. Be near them. Fortify them, O God. Somebody, O God, is crying in their hearts, crying in their souls. O God, be with them. Allow them to be fortified and encouraged and strengthened. Keep us, Lord. And then, God, I just ask your keeping grace upon this, your servant. Give me what I need. Fortify me, O God, that I may be strong in your name and provide what I need to provide at this time and at this moment. We love you, God. We bless your holy and divine name. In the blessed name of Jesus the Christ, we do pray. And our soul says, amen. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you. And grant unto you his holy and divine peace. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I thank God for my pastor and my church family for helping me get through this evening. Because I know the Lord, I know that everything will be all right. This concludes our Wednesday night prayer service. We thank you for joining, and we ask that you please be mindful of all announcements made by Reverend Tucker tonight. And if you need additional information, we encourage you to read the pastor's weekly letter to the church, reach out to your circle leader, or visit our website at www.fbcwbc.org. For those of you who will be signing off, have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week. And for those of you remaining on the line, please continue to enjoy the music.
the tomb of every Lazarus. Your voice is calling me out, and right now I know you're able, and my
my God. There were times when I wanted to give up on you. Believed you were there, but I couldn't feel you. Then you stepped in, you came to see me through. You never left me. Even though I made my share of mistakes, I never paid the price that I should have paid. You never left me, nor did you forsake me. Lord, you never gave up on me. When I avoided your plan and I gave up and ran, you kept me. When I was sick in my quicksand, Lord, you threw out your hand, you kept me. When I trusted in man, he didn't give you a chance, you kept me. I've been in church all of my life. I didn't learn your word, but how to disguise. I try to look good in other people's eyes.
But you still kept me.
Because of your love, I'm running back to you. Because of your grace, I want to say thank you. Lord, you're so faithful, and I'm so grateful that you never gave up on me.
I love you. He's aware how to lead the priest. I said the reason I praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I said the reason I praise the Lord. When I look back on my life,
hallelujah,
and see the good the Lord has done, I can't help but clap my hand.
Hallelujah.
I can't help but stand my feet. I said the Lord been good to me.
Hallelujah.
I said the Lord been good to me. I got eyes and I can see.
Hallelujah.
I got legs.
Hallelujah.
And I can walk. I got a tongue and sure enough can talk.
Hallelujah.
He's keeping me in my right mind. Clap your hands, clap your hands, or just clap a little bit louder. You won't have to be ashamed to praise God's holy name. He brought you over, he brought you through, he brought you out without a doubt. Come on, help me praise. Come on, help me praise.
Somebody need a little more time. I need a little more time.
I need a little more time. A
little more time.
I need a little more time.
To pray.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
I've been in the storm.
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 Yes, I've been in the storm.
Too long.
Too long,
too long,
too long, too long. Come on now.
Give me just a little more time.
For so long I was silent. For so long I did not have a song of praise. Depression filled my days and clouds blocked my way. But there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion so quiet in me, in me. So still in me. Give up, no. I choose to worship right now. My mind is made up. Is that your voice calling me into that secret place with thee? My heart is long for the fullness with thee.
I choose to worship.
Do I have anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship? I know sometimes it gets bad. I just can't lay here and give up. I choose to worship. Just say it with me, come on. I choose to worship you, Lord. I choose to worship right here in the midst of everything that I'm going through, God. Tears running down my face. Don't know where to go, don't know, have nobody to talk to, but I made up my mind I'm going to worship you in spirit and in truth. I bless your name. I glorify you right now. I'm desperate for your presence, God. I'm coming after you. I'm a living witness. He'll heal you. Yes, he will.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now.
I'm going to worship.
I can't lay here and die. I got to seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now. He's healing me. I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
I'm going to worship.
Oh, he's healing. Come on, it's got a made up mind. Come on, to bless the Lord at all times. In the midst of every test, every trial, I've made up my mind that I will bless the Lord at all times. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. My heart is long for
moment with thee. I
I used to worry when I it's on what we can see. Only when we trust in thee, Jesus, your love is more than enough for me.
Fulfilling his promises. There's a miracle in this room with my name on it. There's a healing in this room, and it's here for me. Oh, there's a breakthrough.
So I'm gonna put a
believe I got some witnesses in the building that know that God is your everything. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For thee, my King, thou every prayer. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus, my everything. Oh, yeah. When I think of your goodness, this is all I can say. This, Lord, I can say you. My everything, you're worthy of glory, you're worthy of honor, my everything, hallelujah, you deserve the glory, you deserve the praise, you're my everything. Deserve all your grace, but because of grace and mercy, I am not consumed, and I owe you all the praise. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, my everything.
Special guest,
the incomparable
J. Moss, and my son,
Lil Bob. Y'all ready?
When you
can do this for you.
When you feel like life is over, you need to watch out. Never leave it, don't believe it, don't believe it.
Thank you so much, First Baptist, for sticking with me. Thank you for your prayers and uplifting me during this service tonight. I look forward to seeing you on the line next week. Have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week.